Patriot cornerback Devin McCourty. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Just another easy matchup for you this weekend with Dez Bryant. You've gone up against Brandon Marshall and Vincent Jackson. How is Dez Bryant different than those two guys, Devin, looking at film?
He's a very explosive player, similar to those guys in his size and strength. But I don't know if he's more explosive, but he's definitely a guy that's, he's an explosive player. And you can see he does punt returns at times, kickoff returns at times. So that just shows how versatile and explosive, because that's the type of guys you put back there. So you have to really be aware of him, all over the field, screen passes, all that, short passes, deep passes. So he kind of does a lot in their offense.
Hey, let me ask you this. If big, wide receivers, rangy, muscular, physical wide receivers, like the three guys I mentioned, Marshall, Jackson, and Bryant, are equal physically, what does the veteran have over the younger guy like Marshall in terms of his ability to help himself in the game from a knowing-the-game standpoint? What's the difference?
It's tough, guys all do different things, and offenses are different. So I think he does a great job of just taking advantage of one-on-one coverage. When the ball's thrown up to him, he does a good job of just going and trying to really snatch it out of the air, because you watch on film, a lot of times guys have him covered. And, Romo knows if he can throw it up and give him a chance, a lot of times he's made plays that way.
Well, when Romo makes the big mistake, Devin, is it usually him trying to do too much, or does a defensive back defensive scheme fool him? Or is he trying to throw it up thinking Bryant can go get it and make the catch even if he's double covered?
I think that's tough. When you play this game, you make mistakes, guys make plays. But I think with Romo, sometimes it's overlooked about how many plays he does make. And that's what we're focusing on in this game, is all the plays he's made throughout the season. We can't focus on the bad plays he makes. There's a chance he can come here and not make any bad plays, and then we'll just see 60 minutes of all those plays he's made all year to score points and put points on the board for them. So that's been our focus this whole week, being ready for the guy, because he's a great quarterback.
Hey, how often would you say in the first five games you have blitzed?
I don't know.
More than a couple, two, three, five, six?
Yeah, maybe. Different times, I've went in different reads. Probably it might look like I'm going. So I don't even remember, to tell you the truth. It was a couple times, though.
We know Tony Romo's still wearing a Kevlar vest. He still has a punctured lung and broken ribs. And D'Angelo Hall, when he went up against him, said, "Please, please let me blitz. I want to go after those ribs." Do you feel that way? Are you hoping to get your number called so you can go after those busted ribs?
If it happens, I think all corners love the chance to get to go after the quarterback. We don't do that too often. But, you just play the game. I think anytime you get a chance to get to the quarterback, as a player, you want him to remember you got there. So I think all players kind of play the game like that when they get to rush the passer.
Hey, Devin, I think the Cowboys as an organization are a little superstitious. They really don't like wearing their blue jerseys. Bill Belichick announced that the Patriots would be wearing white on Sunday, forcing the Cowboys to wear blue. Is that gamesmanship? Does it have anything to do with the outcome of the game, or is it just Bill tweaking the Cowboys?
I don't know. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you're wearing white, they're wearing blue.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Are you a superstitious guy?
Not really. That's why I don't know. You still got to go out there and play the game. And I don't know if all their players probably even understand that and know that they're superstitious.
There's nothing you do that's superstitious, game day or practice or certain stuff?
No, not really. I've never really been a superstitious guy, because if it gets thrown off, then you're all messed up mentally.
Did you wear the pink stuff last week? I forget.
Not last week, the week before.
Well, did you, what did you wear? Did you wear wristbands? Did you socks? What did you wear?
Yeah, wristbands, just the cleats and the towel.
So you weren't superstitious that wearing pink might be a problem?
No superstition on the pink.
Hey, what do you think about getting to the bye week at 5-1? Obviously a lot better than 4-2. Is this a bye week come at just the right time for this team?
Hopefully. We'll see. I think the key is to try to go into the bye week the way we want to. We want to go out and play well Sunday and get the job done and then we'll have time to, you know, get things right and go into the bye week instead of going in there with the feeling of maybe not playing as well. So our focus all right now is into this week and then worry about the bye week next week.
All right, Devin, good luck on Sunday. Enjoy the bye week. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. Appreciate it.